The Lord's been putting this on my heart for the past weeks, actually. And He's been speaking to me in different ways about family blessings. And that's what He wants you to enjoy, the aspect of blessings pertaining to the family. And God wants this because it's a testimony in these end times, praise the Lord, to the glory of God when our families live in heavenly peace and in heavenly light. God wants you to have light in your dwellings. God wants you to enjoy light in your dwellings. And just like that darkness was supernatural back then, the light is supernatural. It is not a natural light of their own works. They did not produce that light. None of the children of Israel could produce that light or even earn that light. Don't forget, at this point in time, they were still worshiping. Many of them, later on, we bears it out when Joshua told them, you worship idols even in Egypt. And many of them don't even know God the way they should. And they were in a place, yet the Bible says all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. So church, I'm saying to you right now that God's going to bring that light into your dwelling. Get ready for it. Flow with it. Do we have a responsibility in this? Yes, our responsibility is belief, and just get out of the way and let God bring light into your dwellings, light into your families, light into your marriage, light into your children. Amen. That they will see what God wants them to see and they'll not be blinded anymore. Praise the Lord. Light in that dwelling. And this light is heavenly light from the Father of lights. Hallelujah. Just like the darkness is supernatural, this light is supernatural light. Praise the Lord. We're going to leave with supernatural light in these last days. Praise the name of Jesus. There'll be light in our dwellings. People that step into our house, they'll feel as if there's an atmosphere where they are less stressed and there's a peace, and they kind of explain it. Now, we might be, you know, living in a way that is not altogether godly or in a way that God wants us to, but even then, there's a light there that people can sense. There is a difference about you, child of God. Yes. And may that motivate us to even live for His glory. Live a life that is victorious. A life that will bear testimony that our God is good. Amen. And our Lord Jesus loves the people. Praise the Lord. Our life should reflect that. Amen. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We all want that. Amen. We want to see our Father glorified. So the Lord says, let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. Amen. So the light produces the good works. That's the manifestation. Not dead work. Dead work is anything that you do to try to earn favor with God. No, no, no. That is not good work. That is a dead work. And the Bible says we have to repent from dead works. No, the Bible talks about good works. Good works is an outflow of the life of Christ in us. Amen. As we cease, He starts. Amen. And we need to flow with Him. And the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Notice it's called fruit, not the works as in the works of the flesh. Why the works of the flesh? Because people are struggling with their efforts and the result is the works of the flesh, which is adultery, variance, witchcraft, bitterness, hatred. But the fruit, notice, not works of the Spirit, it's fruit of the Spirit. So works is the result of energy, effort. Amen? Fruit is the result of life. You have the life of Christ, the fruit will be there. Expect it, believe it. Amen? God wants our families safe. If they're not safe yet, if you have family members not safe yet, you know, God really came strong on me to tell you, get your family saved. Praise the Lord, your children safe. And man of the house, the head of the family is always the father. And if the father is an unbeliever, of course, the mother will step in that role. But predominantly, God is speaking to the fathers. Amen. And the father is the determining factor for the salvation of the family. Look at this in Genesis 7, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household. You and all your household, your entire family. Because I have seen that you are righteous, not his household. Not, God did not say, I have seen that you and your household are righteous. But because of one man being righteous, his entire household is blessed. God spoke to one man. What sweet words these are. Noah, come into the ark, you and your family. For you I have seen righteous. You I have seen righteous. You know, because of one man, the entire family is blessed. I want to say this to you. Men of God, amen, fathers of the family, you are the leader of the house. Do you know your family today is blessed? Whatever blessings you see in your family, they are blessed. Yes, of course, directly it's the Lord Jesus Christ who did it. But the principle of God, God does not violate his principles, his ways. It's because of you. Because you are righteous, amen, you have received the Lord Jesus Christ and you follow God, praise the Lord, your entire family is blessed. And God's heart is not just for one man's salvation, but for his entire family. God thinks generationally. When God blessed Abraham, God says, I'll bless you and your seed. All right, in you and your seed, all the nations will be blessed. Amen. And I know that seed refers to Christ primarily, but many other places, it also refers to descendants, your descendants. Jacob, the same promise, all right, your seed, your descendants will be blessed. Amen. All the way, Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob's 12 sons, and the blessings went on to them. God's mind is always on blessing generationally. Amen. Generation after generation. Praise the Lord. So we got to think like God. What is holiness? Holiness is to think like God. Praise the Lord. It's to think like God. Love what he loves, hate what he hates, flow with him. Praise the Lord. And you are holy practically. We are all holy through Christ's death at the cross. And that is in terms of our position, who we are in Christ and how God sees us. But there is an outworking of it. And how do you do it? Thinking God's thoughts. Where do you find God's thoughts? In his word. Amen. So I'm sharing God's thoughts and the now word and this word in season for a time such as this. You say, Pastor Prince, where does it all start, Pastor? I want my family blessed. I want my children to have a heart for God, to always taste and see his goodness. I want them all saved. If they're not saved, then friends, start with this. There's a beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus in the story of Joseph. The clearest picture of Jesus is actually Joseph, the story of Joseph. Now look at this. Joseph, our heavenly Joseph. Look at Genesis 39. Over here, Joseph found favor in his sight, his master's sight, and served him. Then his master made Joseph overseer of his house and all that he had, he put under his authority. So because Joseph is the clearest picture of Jesus, I believe God is telling us something here about family blessings. God says, if you want your family to be blessed, then put everything into Joseph's hand. In our case, our heavenly Joseph, our Lord Jesus Christ. Put everything about your family, your children, name them one by one. The best thing you can do for your children is to pray for them on a daily basis. Pray for them. That's the greatest thing, because what you cannot do as a man, as a father, God can do. Pray for them. God hears the prayers for our children, because children are very close to his heart. Amen. Pray for your spouse. Amen. Things that you cannot resolve on your own. Pray. Pray. Amen. God can drop the revelation. God can open up the heart. God can move away all the obstacles. Only God can make the crooked places straight. Pray. Amen. You have influence with God. Don't just say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, and don't pray. Because, you know, why be all dressed up and nowhere to go? You are dressed in righteousness so that you can have influence with God. You can pray and God will move heaven and earth for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So put everything in your heavenly Joseph's hand. The next thing, notice the result. So it was from the time. When? From the time that he had made Joseph overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. We can say the Lord blessed, you can put your name right there, Joseph Prince's house, amen, for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. That speaks of your career or whatever you undertake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. May this be true for you. Amen. My friend, let's pray. Let's pray for our loved ones. Let's pray for our little ones. Let's pray for our spouse. Let's pray for our entire family. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray because God moves when we pray. Amen? Pray this prayer from your heart right now, child of God. If you're a father and you feel like inadequate, you feel like, you know, Pastor, you've just put a burden on my heart. That is not God's purpose. You know that. My yoke is easy, Jesus says. My burden is light. If God is telling us to become the head of the household, that means He has given us the grace and the anointing to do it. Amen? So just pray this right now and put everything in Jesus' hands, will you? Say, Lord Jesus. Go ahead. Say, Lord Jesus, I place my children, every single one of them, and I place my spouse into your loving hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my heavenly Joseph. I thank you that right now, from this time forth, they are blessed. And I will not take back the worry and care over them because I know they are in your hands. If the devil tried to bring in worry and care into my heart in the future, I'll just remember this prayer that I prayed right now. And Lord, they are safe in your hands. They are blessed in your hands. And from this time forth, I thank you that all that I have in the house and in my career, in my ministry, is blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.